Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Starting a little early this morning compared to most weekdays, have winter weather stuff and some tasks to take care of at work early this morning, so doing this broadcast a few minutes early, but hopefully you're able to catch it either live or catch up with it later today. As we continue through the devotional book, Serving God, we're in week 7, and this week is a collection, the daily devotions, wrapped around serving through friendships. Yesterday we looked at the value of friendships, kind of laying the foundation of why they're so important. And today we're going to look at serving through face-to-face friendships. One of my favorite passages, and I have a lot of them, so you probably hear that a lot from the broadcast that I do. You probably hear that a lot from preachers, is because we do have a lot of favorite passages. It's not just a something we say. And I believe most Christians ought to have just an arsenal of favorite passages that have spoken God's word effectively and clearly into your life that you're able to use. When Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness, it was some of those favorite passages, I believe, that allowed him to be able to respond with Scripture, with what was written. And this is a short little glimpse into the life of Moses. And it talks about Moses meeting with God, speaking with God face to face as a man would speak with a friend. And I like it for a lot of reasons, because it goes on to talk about after their conversation, Moses would go out and speak to the people, but Joshua would stay in the tent. And sometimes we look at the life of Joshua as he takes over leadership after Moses dies, and the incredible things that are done through Joshua. And how did he become that effective? And I believe it was a combination of a mentorship by Moses that included a mentorship by God, spending time with God. But as I look at it, just the wording of it seems to define the natural relationship that takes place as a person talks with another person face to face. That God would talk with Moses face to face as a man talked with a friend, as if that's the way it's supposed to happen. That's the normal, the usual. That's what is expected. I included this specific topic in the week's devotion because I think it's so important. There's so much that we can learn when we're able to speak with one another face to face. We can hide a lot when we're not face-to-face. And I know video technology allows some face-to-face simulations, so to speak, that are helpful. These broadcasts, and one of the reasons that I chose to do the video broadcast when I began doing these a year ago, was that one way, at least, face-to-face connection. That you could see a real person. And as we serve, there are times where we serve by sending money. We serve by sending goods. We serve by sending relief. We serve by providing a need in a very anonymous and unseen way. And there are definitely times that's the best way to serve. That's the most useful way to serve. There are those times where the people involvement is very limited. But those that have access need a lot of help. And so you're able to serve kind of unseen. But there is a lot of service that we do, that we can do, that we should do, that really requires a face-to-face friendship. And sometimes it begins simply as a face-to-face conversation to enable it to grow into a friendship. Many times we serve people that we wouldn't really call friends. But when we begin to speak face-to-face, as a man speaks with a friend, we're able to see what God can do through that relationship. It's many times in those face-to-face conversations that we hear and see and notice something with our entire package of senses that God gave us that could easily be missed in any other form of communication. But I think just as important as it is as we serve that we seek these face-to-face conversations, these face-to-face friendships, it's even more important that we take the example from Moses. And we learn from David as he writes through the Psalms of seeking God's face. You see, it's in that face-to-face friendship that I believe we're equipped, we're empowered, we're encouraged, filled with courage to serve, to do what God would have us to do. It's in the sitting and listening. First, sitting and listening to God, spending time in His Word and prayer, allowing His Spirit to speak and to convict and to challenge and transform us. When we sit and we listen, we allow God to direct and move and motivate us. And that becomes the foundation for our ability to sit and listen with those we serve. And oftentimes it's in that sitting and listening that we learn how best to serve. We learn what the real needs are. We learn beyond what they're willing to settle for. You know how it goes. You have a need in your life, a need for help, a need for friendship, a need that you can't meet on your own. And sometimes that need is so deep, so personal, so buried in your life that you're not willing and maybe not even able to express it. But there are things you're willing to accept as substitutes. Things that will get you by another day. And many times when we serve, it's those substitutes, it's those getting by another day elements that we provide that we're able to accomplish because that's all we know. That's all we see. That's all we hear. But it's in the sitting and listening that we discover there's more to this story. There's a greater need that no one else has taken the time to see. Sometimes the obvious need is some sort of physical help. And I'm not saying we ignore that. As a matter of fact, God's pretty clear that we need to take care of that. But even when we provide the physical help, we provide the meal, we provide the cleanup, we provide whatever it is, if in providing that we stop and sit, I believe that many times we'll begin to hear even greater needs. The need to be loved, the need to be valued, the need to be accepted, the need to have Jesus show up in a real way to transform them. So often Jesus would encounter people and he was so concerned about their real need, their need to have their sins forgiven, their need to be restored spiritually. And the people were more enamored with this guy that can turn a few loaves and fish into a meal to feed a multitude. And he was willing to feed, but he was more eager to feed not with food that perishes, but with food that leads to eternal life. With himself. And as we serve, we have the opportunity to serve with these face-to-face friendships. It takes time. It's not something that we can do in a kind of a flash drive-by here, get out of my face type of serving. But rather, it's a serving that invests in people just as God has invested in us. And when we begin to serve in that manner, we recognize the friendship that we have with God is a friendship that He has called us to have with the world. Not a friendship that makes us of the world, but a friendship that shares Jesus with them. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that indeed loves us greatly. Your love is such that you desire these face-to-face friendships, that we would seek your face above all else. And in seeking you, we would listen. We would allow you to instruct us, to teach us, to help us to grow. And Father, as we spend time listening to you, we expect and we look for the ways that you're equipping us to serve others because you've called us to do that. And God, as we serve, may we serve with a heart that is able to look beyond the surface. And not to make up a need that pats ourselves on the back, or to make up a solution that is easy for us. But those face-to-face friendships and serving that takes the time to listen, to care for those immediate needs that are obvious, but to listen to what the other needs are, so that the serving that we accomplish is done in a way that is actually useful. Fathers, we have opportunity today May we really listen. And as we listen to you, may we listen to others, so that we would serve in a way that represents Jesus well. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray for a generation that is often, well, set aside because of the busyness of parents and caretakers and so many others. A growing problem of depression and suicide attempts and everything that goes with that in young people who believe they're not listened to, they're not cared for in a way that they need to be cared for. It's often not that they're neglected physically. It's often not that they're denied food or shelter or clothing. It's an isolation that this era of COVID has intensified. It's a feeling of not being heard or listened to, or because of those not being cared about. Father, I pray that you would help each one of us to seek those face-to-face relationships with the children in our communities, our homes, our churches. That we would listen. And the friendships would develop so that they also would listen. That they would know the value they have because they are created by you in your image. Designed and called to do good works, just as every other person is. The value they have as your child. And Father, so many have grown beyond childhood and continue to live in that sense of isolation. And I pray that you would help every one of us to grow in our ability to develop friendships. That we would base those friendships on our relationship with you. That you would be at the core, the very center. Not a contrived friendship that's easily seen through and false motives that are exposed, but a genuine compassion and caring, just as Jesus would encounter people and have mercy upon them. Father, may we grow in our ability to see beyond the surface. And may we look to you constantly for wisdom in taking care of what's on the surface, even as we look beyond and provide more. Provide food that feeds the soul, even as we provide food or shelter or whatever's needed that cares for the physical body. Father, today, as we live life, as we have opportunity, may we be more intentional about our friendships. May we listen long enough to hear beyond the common courtesy of pleasantries that we exchange. And may we serve one another in the name of Jesus and through the power of His Spirit as we serve when these face-to-face friendships, And may it all be done in a way that lifts up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.